Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you. Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. Hope all of you had a truly Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and those of you that are Packers fans, hopefully, whatever it is you're wishing for, I hope you get it eventually. As the season continues to wind down, the Packers shut out again, shut out by the Baltimore Ravens, shut out by the Minnesota Vikings, and just don't look very good at home, for lack of a better term. They just look bad, and we have not had a chance, short of the Green and Gold postgame show. We've not really had a chance to discuss since the loss the other night on Christmas Eve Eve. And we're going to go ahead and light the lines, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. There is, if you watch the games on Sunday and yesterday and listen to some of the commentators talk about the Packers, just kind of making some mentions and such, one of the broadcasts yesterday had said something about, you know, Green Bay at a crossroads. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know what? It was always taken for granted that as long as you had Aaron Rodgers, you didn't have a crossroads. You were always on the right path. And I had to think about it for a minute. And then I thought, you know what? They are. I mean, I know it may be more dramatic in the sense of, oh my goodness, you know, this year, this offseason is huge, which it is. We say it every year. I think this year is probably bigger than the last few for that, you know, very sure. But this organization is really at a crossroads. Because what you do now is you realize there is a window. And let me say this. The things that have come out of 1265, some of the rhetoric, you can't look at it anymore and take it on its face. The Red China Lie Machine is up and running, and it just keeps kind of churning the same stuff. And we as fans, or whatever it is we do in the media, we can no longer take it on its face. Here's the reason why. Remember when Elliot Wolf said, you guys value linebackers more than we do? Well, you better start valuing linebackers. Remember when Ted Thompson said there isn't a window? There's a window. When you talked about, you know, defensive coordinators and how you build your team and taking best player available, you've deviated from that for a while now. Talked about scouting department and next man up. Well, it's not. It's not working. Clearly, everything that you have said over the last 2 to 3 to 4 years, if you believe it, you're an idiot. If you don't believe it and you're spewing crap, then that's exactly what you're doing. But when you get into the assessment of, is this team on so much of a decline that it is legitimately comparable to a Cleveland Browns team, and saying that with Cleveland's amount of money to spend, they now have a what's considered to be a, quote, a real GM in there, and multitudes of draft picks, the one thing that the Packers have going for them is Aaron Rodgers. After that, not much. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, they're looking for an Aaron Rodgers. They're looking for a quarterback with a decent offensive line, a couple of good weapons on offense, a better than average defense. And they're looking to add some pieces that are all of a sudden going to say, okay, wait a minute, this franchise can now start winning football games. Legitimately. When you're into that same discussion, you really got to take a step back and look at the methodology by which you operate. Because it's not working. It's not working. Something is horribly, horribly amiss in Green Bay. And the words of Mike McCarthy. Now, I like Mike McCarthy, okay? Because I've pounded on Mike pretty good over the last, I don't know how long, when Aaron Rodgers went down. And I said, look, when you talk about man up and next man up and all that kind of stuff, look, when you pounded the fist on the desk and got upset with the media for asking specific questions and said, I'm a highly successful football coach, and about articles being garbage and this and that, it all comes full circle. All of your words, including the words that said sometimes a different voice is needed, it all comes full circle. And now those words are blasting each and every day throughout radio stations and networks like this. I'm sure on your local stations as well. And, I mean, the one thing I see on Twitter, I see on Facebook, every time the Packers take a loss, you see the words eventually pop up that says, I'm a highly successful NFL coach. You see it all the time. It's almost become a meme. And now, when you look at this, people said, well, you know, you're only highly successful because you have Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Look, I don't knock Mike and knock the staff the way many of you do, but when you've put together a great, I don't know whether it's the talent or the coaching, because nobody will tell you about that. They'll all tell you, well, we really like this guy. We like the upside of this guy. We like this guy. This guy's on the come. Every year that you have a team full of potential and every year that potential is not realized, you've got a team that's a bust. And this year you've got a team that's a bust. Is it a wasted season? Well, not in the sense that they didn't do anything, okay, because it was set up to win with Aaron Rodgers. It's not set up to win with Brett Hundley. So did they waste the season? No, of course not. I hate that terminology because people say, well, another one. Well, back in 2014, they did enough. They had enough of a team to win. And nobody but nobody on the field blew it. Ted Thompson had enough talent there. They did enough coaching. The only aspect of that game that I can take a complaint with was they kind of took their foot off the gas offensively in the second half for a couple of series, and then just a couple of guys made some boneheaded mistakes, and that cost them the ballgame. It wasn't as if they didn't have the talent. So you throw that argument out. And the whole thing about, well, they got a reputation for letting people go. Who? Casey Hayward and Micah Hyde? That's two. Who else? Somebody argued with me if it was Josh Sitton. Sitton hasn't hardly played. He's the same Josh Sitton he was when he was here. He's hurt all the time, and he's not getting any younger. So that hasn't been a huge detriment. You know, I don't know specifically what you're talking about. It's not a reputation. It's two guys as of late. But things have been – I'm more concerned about the draft choices. I'm more concerned about guys that Ted Thompson has picked up when you don't have legitimate Pro Bowlers on this team. What is the direction of your team? Where are you going? Because if you're not getting better, you're getting worse in the NFL. There is no in-between. There is no stay in the middle at 8-8 every year. And we know that if you can get to 8-8, Aaron Rodgers is probably going to give you three games. That's going to get you at 11 wins. It's going to give you a glimpse of hope. You're going to draft a little bit lower in the draft, and you're going to move on. Maybe get a win or two in the postseason, and then ultimately you're knocked out. But are you doing enough? 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by Cousin Subs. And if you didn't have the turkey, if you didn't have the beef tenderloin like we did, if you didn't have the Christmas Day ham, maybe, just maybe, you're hankering this morning for some turkey. Go out to the turkey sub. Maybe you're thinking, you know what? I really could use Italian after all that stuff. There you go. Get that pepperoni melt. Get the Bill Michaels. Extra mayo, extra cheese. For any party, for any occasion, they've got something for everybody. They can build it into party boxes, two-foot party subs. They can make it into individual lunches, whatever it happens to be. Check out Cousin Subs where they believe in better. Let's go to Jim listening to us in Mequon. Jim, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, great topic. Obviously, my two comments are this. One is, it's sad that over, the last 30-plus years, you've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and you have three championships.
Yep.
Right? Is it three?
Yeah.
Yeah. You look
two championships and three trips to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. If you look at the Brady era, five, right?
Yep.
Five we got. So they're obviously doing something a little different over there. The second one is, like you said, you're dead on. It's a draft. It's talent evaluation. I don't know how many times you're going to an April draft, and there's the expert board that is out there, and it just seems that Thompson, I don't know if he tries to outplay himself sometimes by looking for the diamond in the rough when he passes up the obvious spot that they should be hitting on. But if you're going to rely on this draft and you just miss it so much, I look at those Cleveland Browns. They got top position players at almost every spot. Quarterback's the one area where I think they're, and probably just a winning attitude. But if you look at the Browns, those guys are in a really good situation. John Dorsey, he's going to hit good with that they got the secondary. They got a great D-line, great offensive line. They got really good skill position players everywhere. And I just cannot believe that you constantly whiff in the draft like this.
John Dorsey probably said Merry Christmas to me when he got the Browns job. Because even if you do the status quo, you can just blame it on upper management because you can't do any worse than what they've been. And you have so much money and so many draft picks and so much opportunity there. You have to take steps forward. You have to. He's going to look like a freaking genius. So
yeah,
he walked into a terrific situation.
And we are so lacking talent in so many spots. I pray to God that it's not going to this offseason and say, all right, we got to hit again. You got to change something up this year. It's not working. It has been working for years now. Something's got to change.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. The other way to get a hold of us, give us a buzz on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. You can check him out at Radio Joe Sports. Follow us on the Facebook fan page as well. Go to Facebook.com. Just simply search for Bill Michaels and then find the blue verified check mark, or just go to The Bill Michaels Show. You can do that too. Then there's BillMichaelsSports.com. That's the website, BillMichaelsSports.com on the website. When we come back, Tony's in Greendale. Stick around. We got a lot more right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. We certainly appreciate you taking a listen to us the day after Christmas. And I'm sure everybody had had family and friends, or you were there at family and friends, and by the end of the night maybe you needed a cocktail or two. But today is a new day. Maybe you have the day off today. Boy, coming in today, the highway was nil. A lot of people taking this week off as Christmas fell on a Monday. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Dennis writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, as baffling as it is that McCarthy puts his friendship and his loyalty to Hundley over the rest of the team, it shouldn't come as a surprise to the players and fans. All you have to do is ask or look at McCarthy's history of choosing friendships over wins and championships. Sean Slocum, special teams were the laughingstock of the league for two straight years and cost the Packers many wins and possible trips to a Super Bowl. Only after the second year of a league-wide embarrassment did he fire his friend. We now have Dom Capers in his second straight year with the defense underperforming and little respect throughout the league, yet McCarthy has remained loyal to him. The odds are that this second-year poor play of McCarthy will fire his friend a year too late. McCarthy has a history of being pig-headed and making poor decisions when it comes to choosing friends over championships. Capers is strike two. Looks like Hundley is strike three. These poor decisions are the main reason why Thompson must be fired and a new GM brought in. McCarthy must be forced to always put championships ahead of friendships. That's from Dennis. My question to you then, Dennis, is this. Do you believe that this team has the talent to win a Super Bowl? Because if you don't, that's an erroneous statement. My guess is that Mike McCarthy has looked at this team and looked at this talent and said, I'm going to keep a guy that's got a good football mind, because what he's been given to turn into something has really been another something. Not good. If you believe they've had the talent, like I said, everybody heard Sean Slocum yell to Bostic, do not touch the ball. In 2014, this team should have been in a Super Bowl. Should have been, didn't. Okay, take that out of the mix. Beyond that, do you believe this team has had the talent to get to the Super Bowl? Because if you don't, and you feel that there's too many weaknesses and too many injuries, then your statement would be erroneous, because it doesn't matter who you bring in or who you keep, the outcome is going to remain the same. 855-830-8648. If a line becomes available, give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to Tony listening to us in Greendale. Tony, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
How you doing, Bill?
Good. What's happening?
I might have brought this up before, and this is kind of going from a different angle. Just watching the NFL all these years, from when I used to watch it in the 60s with the big running games, you know, to now everybody's pass. It seems like these teams, especially the Packers, they rely on one player. That player goes down, season over.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see the NFL. I like to see them change. I like to see a lot. I like to see them go more to a power running game. The sweeps come back, things like that. You know, and then you have a good quarterback also. But if your quarterback gets hurt, you know, you got a backup that can carry the team, or that can you know, fit in with the team, I should say. We got to a point with the league. It's all it is. It's just a pass happy, score as many points as you can. You know, that they totally ignore defense. A lot of teams do. The Packers, obviously. They didn't really cover the defense the way they should. You know, but the pass rush is terrible. Things like that. But to me, the main thing is, I've just never been happy from the start with this pass happy league. You know, it's like, boy, that guy goes down, you better hope your backup can get him the ball, otherwise you're sunken. This is what's happening.
Right. Well, you know, let me explain. Appreciate the phone call. Well, first of all, it is a passing league, and the reason why is because the rules committee has relaxed the rules downfield for the offensive player. So it is, on average, a passing league. It's a quarterback-driven league. Make no mistakes about it. When you talk about a power run game, that's a whole different offensive line. You're not talking about long, lean, fast feet type of offensive linemen. What you're talking about now is 325-pound road graders that are just there to manhandle and blow open holes. And there's not a lot of those guys out there. And coming out of college, if you haven't noticed, one of the big reasons that there's been so much of a trend towards more of that spread offense coming into the NFL is because that's what's coming out of college. There are guys that are playing tackle in college that have never been asked to do what they're being asked to do in the NFL. Therefore, the tackles in college are being converted to guards by the time they get here to the NFL because they don't have that capability with the ride and decide type of offense that a lot of these teams are running. Offensive linemen aren't capable of sustained long-term pass blocking. They just don't have, they're not taught that. 855-830-8648 on the LonesByKip.com toll-free talk line. Let's go to a Joel listening to us in Menominee Falls. Joel, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention, you know, when you look at other teams that have built around quarterbacks, and you have Green Bay with a to me a top one, top two quarterback, and yet what they've done over the past 10 years has been great. You know, and they've had certain years. You know, they won the Super Bowl. But what I'm wondering is these other teams that maybe have a 6 or 7 or 8 rated quarterback, they've done the same thing. You know, I just look at ones like, you know, like Russell Wilson. I mean, they're good quarterbacks. But they haven't built around a guy that it's like they're wasting a talent of a top one or two quarterback. And these other teams are doing the same thing, and they don't seem to get it that it's that, hey, this is a guy that's top. We should at least be in a few more Super Bowls and build around this guy. But it doesn't seem I look at it. I look like defensive wise, like the Carolina game and even the Minnesota game, it's like boom, boom, boom. These other teams are marching down the field 10 yards, 15 yards, and then they'll have a big play. And it's like no defensive stops. And it's just really weird to see that and the waste of talent.
I appreciate the phone call. I mean, when you got a top quarterback, you try to put as much weaponry around that quarterback as you can. You can't look, there's not a perfect team that's out there. If you think there is, tell me which one it is. It's very rare that you get a number one defense and a number one offense and everything's flowing and great wide receivers and good running back depth and the guys are healthy. The offensive line is strong. They keep the quarterback upright. Your defense is tenacious and they're knocking guys out of ball games and getting to the quarterback and secondary is. It's very rare that all that comes together. So you're trying to build one side or the other and you give as much weaponry as you can to what you believe to be the side of the ball that's the strongest. So what Ted Thompson has done is tried to make sure that he's had good weapons, good wide receivers, a decent tight end selection, even though the Martellus Bennett thing and the Jared Cook thing, still painful. Now he's gotten him a couple of running backs and an offensive line that's pretty good at pass blocking because Aaron Rodgers is the guy, okay? That's the way they built it. Well, then Brett Hundley comes in. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He can't pass. He can't throw. He can't do it on the run the way Aaron Rodgers can. So all of a sudden, you got to run the football. Well, you don't have an offensive line. You don't have a real run game that's built to just blow people away. So you're trying to try what your offense, what your running game is to try to be enough to sustain the passing game and to make defenses be honest. That's what you're looking for. So you're not going back to these big road graders, which I'd love to see them get, but they're not bringing those guys in. They're bringing in leaner, faster, leverage, pass-blocking guys that can move their feet and drive a lane one way or the other so Aaron Rodgers has a pocket to maneuver in.
Can I read you some daunting statistics about this defense?
Yeah, go ahead.
When it comes to red zone sacks for the Packers D, guess how many red zone sacks they've had all season long?
I'd say zero.
Correct. They are dead last in the NFL. Fourth quarter sacks. How many?
Two?
Three. Tied for 32nd in the NFL.
Yeah, they don't do much when it comes to crunch time.
They actually do this well. Third down sacks. Guess how many?
Eight.
17. Tied for eighth.
Well, there you go.
But then here's some more daunting stats. Red zone completion percentage, 64%. That's 30th in the NFL.
Yep.
Completion percentage, 67.8%. That is dead last in the NFL. Third down completion percentage, 66.7%. Also dead last in the NFL.
The worst passing defense overall is Tampa Bay, who gives up 48% on third down consistently. The Packers in the last 5-6 games. Now, this past game against Minnesota Vikings, actually the defense played pretty well. Got to give it to the defense because they kept the Vikings on third down percentage rather low, which we thought, you know, hey, you're not playing Randall, you're not playing Matthews, not playing Perry. You're kind of mailing it in. We thought, okay, this guy, even Gary Ellerson's walking over to me when we saw this and we saw who was and wasn't playing. We're like, oh, man, they just quit on the season. You know, they're taking everybody's suggestion, so to speak, and playing some guys that don't normally get playing time. Some of those guys played pretty well. You got to look at some of these guys. You thought, okay, you know, I don't mind that. They actually played pretty decent. As a matter of fact, the Vikings were only 27% on third down, 4 of 15. As a matter of fact, the Packers were exactly 4 of 15 on third down as well, unfortunately. But the Packers got off the field on third down. They did a good job. I mean, there's not a game that this team could not have won had Aaron Rodgers been under center. They could have won every game. They would have been in every game. They lost 16-0 to the Vikings in a cold weather night at Lambeau Field. Had they had a different quarterback, and by the way, it wasn't all Brett Hundley's fault. Seven drops in that game. Les Kendricks had a couple of them, but you could spread the drops around too. Seven drops in that game the other night. So it wasn't all Hundley. People said, oh, God, another bad throw. No, there was balls that hit guys right in the hands, and they couldn't bring it in. 855-830-8648. We're going to hear from Brett Hundley when we come back. Also, we'll talk to Bob and KJ. Stick around. Bill Michaels show continues right after this. You don't get them girls loose, loose. TJR. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. Mr. Worldwide. But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. But I do. Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. Got an email here from Brady listening to us in Eau Claire. He says, watching the game this weekend and then seeing Ted in the box, I have to ask the question, has the game passed both him and Capers by? I know they are both intelligent men, but both seem to be stuck in old habits, old thought processes, which no longer match what is going on in the game today. That's from Brady in Eau Claire. This one's from Casper, who says, after the shot of Ted Thompson with his mouth agape for what seemed like an eternity, Packers Nation should be embarrassed if that is the man at the helm. Does Mark Murphy not have a clue as to what's going on with Ted? It is a giant question that is out there that no one will honestly answer. All right, look, we talked about this last week, and I wanted to readdress this. We don't know, okay? Is there? We all ask ourselves, and we all look at each other in the media and say, is Ted okay? You know, I mean, I don't know. There's been a lot of people that have a an experience of some type or another that they believe that this is what's going on, whether it's some type of malady or something that comes along with age. Or I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I had a way to say, yes, this is what it is, or this is what's going on, or it's an act, or Ted just has slowed down and he's still getting... I mean, I don't know. I'm not inside the walls of 1265, and I don't want to... You don't want to disparage somebody in that way if indeed it's not true. That would be a terrible thing, okay? It just would be. It would be wrong. But the evidence-gathering process, I guess, is the best way to put it. When you only get a chance to really see Ted a couple of times a year, sometimes he sounds pretty good. Other times he sounds not so good, putting it kindly. When you only get a chance to see him a few times a year, I think I think I would be seen more. I think I would be seen just if I'm running the team and people are questioning my competency and people are questioning my ability, I think I'm seen more. I'm coming out and I'm speaking very fluidly. I'm taking a couple of questions, maybe some impromptu Q&A, tete-a-tete, so to speak, with media on the sidelines at practice or something. You know, just to let people know, hey, don't worry about it. I'm okay, no big deal. That's just me. But beyond that, I don't know. I don't know. I want to believe that everything's okay, but I don't know. David says real quick, what do you think about the Packers letting JP go, Julius Peppers? He's got 10 sacks for the Panthers this year. We have no pass rush, so obviously that was a big mistake in letting him go. Thanks, Dave. Well, you can look back and say Peppers, Casey Hayward, and Micah Hyde. Micah Hyde, I didn't understand. Peppers, I kind of got it, you know, because he'd become kind of a piecemeal player. But then you thought to yourself, okay, if you're going to let him go, go get a pass rusher. And the biggest pass rusher they got was signing their own, Nick Perry, and paying him a lot of money to be injured all the time. Which is what we knew going into the offseason, was that Nick Perry is banged up all the time. You didn't do anything. Well, we signed a free agent. No, you didn't. You signed your own guy. You know, that's like Bill Clinton wagging his finger at the world saying he didn't have sex with that girl and defined what sex is. We all know what it is. Come on. Don't tell us you did when you didn't. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Bob, listening to us in Minneapolis. Bob, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, thank you for allowing me up here to talk to you guys. What's been tough is being a Packer fan in Minneapolis at this time. But the one thing I want to say is one thing I'm jealous about the Minnesota team is their coaching staff. I wish the Packers had the same type of coaching staff Minnesota. Besides that, I think the Packers have been on a crossroads since the 15-1 year, and they lost against the Giants in the NFC Conference game. And I think that was 2011. If you look at the playoff games, and when the Packers lose a big game, teams use the same kind of formula. Play the Packers close, and then in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, show Capers something he hasn't seen. I think the whole Packer organization, we should have had a big wake-up call with the Seattle loss. We could say, well, someone touched the ball, this and that. But everybody forgets is the Packers shouldn't have gotten behind in that game in the first place. It's frustrating that we have a Hall of Fame quarterback. I believe we have the talent on offense to win the Super Bowl. It's hard to assess the talent on defense because of the scheme. The rest of the league has caught up to Capers years ago. But no one wants to address this because we make the playoffs. Somehow, going into the playoffs is an excuse not to try to win the Super Bowl.
So you don't think they're trying to win a Super Bowl?
I think yes, but no. I hate that answer. But what it is I think they've gotten complacent where they're at, and they're afraid to change. They're afraid to change the coaching staff. They're afraid to change Ted Thompson because it could be worse. But if you have that mental attitude, it could be worse, you're not trying to win a Super Bowl. You're going with status quo.
I appreciate the phone call. There's a lot to absorb there. First of all, I don't think the Packers ever try not to win a Super Bowl, and they're not complacent in the sense of they don't want to rock the boat. But there is something to be said for it. Remember, if you blow out McCarthy, you're blowing out your offensive coordinator and the only offense that Aaron Rodgers ever participated in, who now has it down to almost to where he can do it in his sleep. So you are eliminating that. And then you're asking him to then, whatever it happens to be, absorb something new. Not that he can't. I'm just simply saying it, there's always an adjustment period. I mean, they've tried different personnel. They brought in, you know, some free agents this offseason. Ted deviated from himself and got Quentin Dylan, Ahmad Brooks, and Devine House, and Martellus Bennett. You can go through Lance Kendricks. You can go through the list of guys that he tried to bolster this team with. He's just made some bad moves, some moves that haven't worked out. But it's not as if they're not trying. Now, what you may need, as Mike McCarthy has said, is a different voice in certain areas. But I don't. Look, some people say, well, they're happy making the money. You make a lot more money when you win a Super Bowl. So to say that because of the money, they're not wanting to win a Super Bowl, that's erroneous. Because if you can win a Super Bowl, it is a windfall. In marketing and advertising and in sponsorships, it's a windfall. It's huge. Real quick, let's go to KJ in West Dallas. KJ, how you doing, man? What's going on?
What's up, Bill?
Just here today. What's happening?
I've come to the conclusion, Bill, that this Fugazi notion that this draft and development is going to work for the Packers, it is not going to work, period. When you have arguably the best quarterback to ever put on a uniform behind center, and you try and work this draft and develop, which has not worked. Ted has not drafted the right personnel for that to work. And when he has drafted them, he's let them go once he's developed them. It's a majority of them, which they don't keep them, which makes no sense. You have to have the pieces around Aaron Rodgers to win right now, and they don't have it. Draft and develop works for the Milwaukee Brewers when you're trying to, put together a team for the future. You know, you're kind of relining your team. It works for the Bucks if you need two or three guys that you're going to go out and try and put around a guy like Giannis. But when you got so many holes like the Green Bay Packers have, you can't draft and develop, man. You've got to go out and you've got to find the pieces that will fit into your system defensively as well as offensively to work with Aaron Rodgers right now, because Aaron Rodgers is the crux of the whole situation there in Green Bay. And once he's gone, that's it.
For a long time, you would assume, yeah.
Then you got to draft and develop because you're going to be starting all over. That's when you draft and develop. When you don't have an Aaron Rodgers, when you have an Aaron Rodgers, you go out and you get the pieces that are going to work now that you know have already been tried and proven. So if you don't do that, all the rest of that stuff, why Ted doesn't have one foot out the door and the other on a banana peel is way beyond me, man. That's way beyond my pay grade. But trust me, if they continue to roll with him, they're going to roll right down the tubes.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. I got to get to a break here, but considering Aaron Rodgers just turned 34 years old, to think that you don't have a window of opportunity, I mean, you know you have 6 years. You'd like to get there at least two more times or three more times. Okay, six is what your ultimate is, but excuse me. But you're hoping for at least a couple more times to get to the Super Bowl and to get another one or two under your belt. That's your realistic goal. But as those years go by, the likelihood of winning a Super Bowl over the age of 35 are slim to none. It hasn't happened until Tom Brady finally won one a few years ago and then did it again last year. Otherwise, you look at some of the greatest of the greats, they weren't winning Super Bowls at the age of 40. It just doesn't happen that way. So you know you have to strike while the iron's hot. You got to start pushing the chips. If you don't look at this thing as a window, then you need to get the hell out of the organization. More of the Bill Michael Show next. Welcome back. Bill Michael Show on the air. We are glad to have you. This portion of the program being brought to you by Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond its borders. They have a location in Milwaukee, one in Green Bay, one down in Chicago. If you're coming over from the Minneapolis area, if you're coming over from Dubuque, Iowa, if you're coming in from Rockford, where one of our fine affiliates is, come on in and sit down, so to speak. Treating guys with ED, they have a 98% success rate in doing so, 98%. Also, when it comes to the low-T treatments, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, energy. You get some better sleep at night. You can feel more refreshed and rest during the day. Something that they offer. Terrific program. Been through it. Been there, done that. It works. The all-in-one weight loss program. The holidays are just about over. And if you want to start working towards a new you, that would be the way to go. Get the all-in-one weight loss program going in your life as well. That is Neumel Medical. Call them 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. There are teams in the NFL that are upset at the Green Bay Packers. Why? Because the Packers did something that they feel is kind of outside of the spirit of the rule. Now, this whole thing about Aaron Rodgers and he should have been put on waivers and people woke up to say, wait, what? What's going on? Basically, what the rule stipulates that if you put a player on the IR, so you can just kind of end their season and hide them, they can play, but you choose to shut them down so you can protect some of the guys in the back end of your roster. This is basically that's what it is. Is you're putting a guy in the IR who can play, but you really don't want him to play, and you don't want to expose some of the guys in the backside of your roster to the possibility of being picked up by another team. So you put that guy on the IR, you bring up and elevate your guy from practice squad. And therefore, you're still protecting, instead of 53, you're protecting 54 players, okay? And that if that guy is not indeed, say, injured and cannot play, then that guy, when he comes back from the IR, he should then be eligible to hit the free agent market as far as a waiver wire. And we all know Aaron Rodgers, if he hit the waiver wire, every team in the league would probably pick him up. But the Packers, they rushed him back, they played him. To come out and say he's sore and he's beat up, that's one thing, because every player is sore and beat up. But the question is, did he have a setback? Well, all you got to do is take a look at the x-rays and say, look, you know, the pain management on this guy coming back and taking a beating after getting 13 screws and a plate and all that stuff put around his collarbone, here it is. You can say, okay, yeah, he's really, really hurt, okay? And the league signed off on it. But that's what some teams are saying. That's what all the controversy is. That some teams feel that they just basically hit Aaron Rodgers on the IR, they brought up somebody else to protect him off of the practice squad, and therefore Aaron Rodgers, when he comes back and he's healthy, a couple of GMs are saying, well, they should be forced to put him on the waiver wire. That's not going to happen. The league is not going to force them to do that, okay? Did they walk up to the line and look over the gray line a little bit? Yeah, sure they did. But for the most part, nobody's going to make the Packers get rid of Aaron Rodgers. But if I'm a team that's out there going, you know what? We've got guys that are legitimately hurt, and I'm trying to protect guys too. And maybe you've pilfered a guy or two off of my practice squad. Hell yeah, I'd be mad about it. No doubt. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
What's up, Bill, man? How you guys doing there?
We're doing well today. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, first-time caller, long-time listener, but I had to get in. Your previous caller hit the ball off the park. It's not the scheme. It's not Don Capers. The problem is, Ted is bringing in too many new players, and they don't have enough time to learn the scheme. And by the time they learn the scheme, he won't pay them so they can stay here for the long haul. Pittsburgh is still running the same scheme. They have the fourth best defense in the league right now, and they still run the 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's not the scheme.
Right.
It's the people in the scheme. And by the time they learn it and you get rid of them, now he's drafting, developing it all over again, and the same process has been going on since 2011.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So you have to, these players have to stay here if he's going to draft and develop them, and eventually you're going to have to pay people the money so they can learn the scheme, because it's not Don Capers. It's the GM, and if you're going to start all over with the GM, then you start all over with Ted Thompson, get a new guy in there, and you decide then, hey, is Mike McCarthy's systems working? Is Don Capers' system working? But you can't get rid of Mike and Don first and let Ted pick the same type of guy to run the same scheme. You
mm-hmm.
can't.
Right.
You got to start with the head. guy, and it's not Mark Murphy. The guy's making millions and millions of dollars for this team. It's the second richest team in the league. Let that man do his job.
I don't have a problem with it. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, you're right. I don't have a problem with the team because some people have a problem that the team's making money. I don't. I don't have a time. I mean, because that's what you want. That was what this whole thing with getting the referendum passed in Brown County, building the additions onto Lambeau Field, building property, taking property and buying property around Lambeau Field and taking it and making something on it, such as Lodge Kohler, such as Hinterland, such as the sledding hill, making it a destination, making money off of all of that. No problem with it. The Packers have to remain profitable to remain in Green Bay. It's as simple as that in an ever-changing market. They've been successful in the smallest market in all of major sports. No problem with that. None at all. But he's right. It's not good for people that call him and say, well, it's a scheme. You can't run a 3-4. Majority of the league, I believe, runs 3-4 now. And if you see a team that's doing it and do it like the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they're number 3 to 4, maybe 5 overall in defense. They run a 3-4. It's not the scheme. It's the players that are running it. Stick around. Got a question for you when it comes to Mike McCarthy. Do you think it's Mike McCarthy and the coaching staff? Do you trust them? If they gave everybody a pass, would you trust them this offseason? More of the Bill Michael Show next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.